Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you folks know Stitcher, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download our featured guests. But we're going to be joined with the Tulsa standout running back. We saw him down at the Gridiron Showcase. I thought he did a lot of good for himself, but he's probably going to delve deeper a little bit on that experience, but it's none other than Corey Taylor. Corey, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. Down at the Gridiron Showcase, you know a player in your position who wants to play at the next level. That's a priceless commodity. What was it like being in Fort Worth and just spending time with them scouts and letting them know you, you know, as more of a man and a player just than a guy that they see on tape?
Yeah, it was really good, and it was a great experience. Being able to sit down and get the chance to talk with, you know, a good amount of teams just to be able to show them, you know, the kind of character that I have. It was a blessing, and I think it went a long way, and I'm grateful to CGS for allowing myself and many other guys in my position a platform to be able to speak to those scouts.
Now, I'm curious, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee Carroll, was Corey Taylor, were you the guy scoring four or five touchdowns every game?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know what's crazy? In Pee Wee ball, I even played quarterback. I kind of did a little bit of everything. So, I was that guy, though. I was that guy who got kicked out of flag football because I couldn't stop tackling people. And that's just the kind of mentality I have when it comes to the game. So, yeah, I was that guy for sure.
That's excellent. Let me ask you this one. I mean, jokingly, parents ever question your age? They want to see a birth certificate because you were just so dominant?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they didn't need a birth certificate. I was really close. You know, it was even some, you know, friends of mine, parents, who were angry with me just because I couldn't stop tackling. But, I mean, I've always been in love with the game. I've loved the physicality of it, so.
That's fair enough. So let's kind of get in, you start making your mark, Pee Wee. You're the guy. You take that through high school. I mean, running back, quarterback, what other positions did you play in high school? And then how did you know that running back was going to be the position that gets you farthest?
Yeah, so in high school, I also played a linebacker. A linebacker was a lot of fun, and I think you can kind of see a couple of similarities between the way I play defense and the way I play offense. Running back just seemed to be, you know, the position that I had the most kind of upward potential in, simply because of the fact that my size, and I was a little bit shorter than you probably want your, you know, your star linebacker or your starting linebacker to be. So running back just kind of was naturally it. And I love scoring touchdowns. I mean, being in that end zone, there's no greater feeling. Yeah.
Fair enough. I mean, hey, everybody loves scoring touchdowns, and you did a hell of a job at it with the Hurricanes. And for you, you get to Tulsa, and you know as well as anybody. I mean, you're in that locker room. You see kids on the team. When do you get the sense, Corey, that you know what you're doing on a Saturday can allow you this opportunity to possibly make a living on Sunday? I mean, is there a certain season? Do you have a great game against a great defense? Is it your coaches? Is it a combination of all that?
Yeah, it's a accumulation of everything, you know. But truth be told, it's something I've dreamed about since I was a kid, and it's what I've been working towards. And I would say my sophomore season, right before I got injured, I had four touchdowns and about 200 yards after six quarters. So a game and a half, we had played a ranked Oklahoma State team and Louisiana Lafayette. And I had a kind of you know, I had a lot of support after those performances. You know, things didn't go the way I wanted with, you know, kind of an injury type of situation. But that really showed me that I belonged at the level that I played at and that I had the chance to really take this thing to the next level.
Fair enough. And you know what? You're down at the G College Gridiron Showcase. So the NFL eyes think that you have the ability to take it to the next level. Once again, our guest, Corey Taylor, the Tulsa standout running back here on the C2P. Again, if you folks missed any of these shows in their entirety, Stitcher, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download our featured guest today, Corey Taylor. I ask every guy that has ever come on this program, I mean, if the scouts throw the tape on you, Corey, they're breaking you down, what are those hallmark home run abilities they're going to fall in love with, where they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that I know many backs kind of struggle with getting transitioning from college to the NFL is pass protection. And I kind of prided myself on that this year, knowing that that would be one of the things that could help separate me. I think another thing is just contact balance. You will never really see one guy taking me down. I have great contact balance, low center of gravity. And I think, you know, the most intriguing thing that I've heard so far and that I really pride myself on is just playing physical and running very physical. I mean, I get so much joy from just running guys over and just dominating at every point physically. So I think those are kind of the things that stand out when you watch my tape.
Is that the residue of that linebacker mentality from high school still living through your veins there, pumping through your veins?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
How about this one now? And I ask this just to benefit you because we want to give you the widest scope to allow these scouts to know you inside and out. What other benefits do you bring that they don't see on tape? I mean, you could be a team captain, a weight room warrior, film junkie, great in the community. What other assets do you bring, Corey, off the field that these teams are going to fall in love with you once again?
Yeah, I think off the field, you know, how weight room warrior. I've been the strongest pound-for-pound guy on my team ever since probably the summer of going into my sophomore year. I find a lot of joy in getting in the weight room and grinding with my teammates. I'm the type of guy who, you know, tries to push everybody to make them better. I think off the field as well, I try and get out and have some type of impact in whatever community I'm in. Right now, even in Tulsa, I do, you know, a lot of things. Just trying to get out to the community, give back. I know there was a lot of guys who were in my position who I looked up to when I was younger, and I want to be able to be that person, that role model for other kids in whatever community I'm in. So I'm a guy who is going to stand up for his community, get out there and try and make a difference and an impact.
Excellent stuff. For this, are you training? I mean, anywhere in particular? Are you still on campus? Are you at a combine draft prep facility as you prepare for this next level?
Yes, I'm actually in Colorado, Pueblo, Colorado, not too far down the road from Colorado Springs, training at PBR. And next level. So I'm here right now with a couple of guys and we're just getting at it. We're going, you know, like 6 days of the week and we're pushing our bodies to the limit so that we can get the results that we want on pro day.
Excellent. When's pro day?
Pro day for me, you know, I don't think that the official date has been ironed in 100% yet, but I know it'll be, you know, later in March, maybe early April. I know that kind of timeline. So I'm looking at about 6 weeks of preparation.
Excellent. How long you been in Colorado training?
Actually, so my official first week was yesterday. So this is the start of my second week today.
Oh, awesome, awesome. I'm going to text you in like 2 more weeks and ask if you're looking in the mirror a little bit more to see all the definition and change that, you know, increase the mass but lower percentage of body fat that you guys are going to go through. Is that fair enough?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. We're definitely getting to it.
Is there anything in particular, I mean, when you went down to the Gridiron Showcase, was there one thing that you really wanted to send a message to these scouts, and did you send that message, do you feel, in your opinion?
You know, I think the biggest thing that I wanted to show scouts was, you know, my ability to communicate and my ability to understand. I feel like I'm a pretty coachable guy, and I'm able to receive whatever they're trying to teach me. So, you know, whether it's talking about our playbook and going through it, and my understanding of the game, I want to be able to demonstrate that, which I feel like I did a good job of. And then I think one of the other big things is, you know, just speed. I wanted them to be able to see speed, even more so than what they'll be able to see on tape. And I know Pro Day will go a long way with that. But those are some of the things that I wanted to be able to show them. And I think that I was able to show them how well I move with my size and some of the drills. You know, some of the drills might have been a little foreign to me. I hadn't really got to them yet. But I think they could still get the general sense of how well I can move even at my size. And I really hope that went a long way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, Corey. I mean, when I watch your highlights and the stuff I can watch of you, I mean, you know, your prototypical size. I love that size for a running back. I love the way, and you even mentioned it during the show, that lower center of gravity. I just think a guy your size and your talent, your skill set. I just think you're just an ideal person. You know, that body type, and I think you have a fabulous skill set. And you know, looking just at your whole Tulsa career, and I don't know. I mean, you played there, and I, you know, I'm not, you know, acclimated to every Tulsa, you know, the offense and all you guys do, but you seem fresh. It wasn't like you were a running back who was overworn out. I mean, they like to say, you know, you got a lot of tread on your tires. I don't think you were a guy that you were used up in college, and I think you made the most of your opportunities. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, you know, as a competitor and as an athlete, you always say, man, there's some more things, even team goal-wise, that you feel like you kind of left out on the field. But I know I prepared myself as best I could before every game. I went out there and put it on the line, and I competed to the best of my ability. And I can live with that. I'm happy with that. And to be honest, I think I have even more to show. So that's what makes me excited about this opportunity to be able to play at the next level, because I feel like I have more to offer, and I want to bring that to whatever organization that I end up with.
I feel the same, Corey. I do. I think the best football is ahead of you. I get that. We saw you down at the showcase. That's why we reached out to you. We think you're a guy that we're going to be really paying attention to as this draft draws near, and we wanted to bring you on our show, share you with our audience, and we know the NFL personnel. We send that to them as well. And I mean, they know about you, but I know they do like to listen in and just check you guys out on their own personal time. Before we let you go, my man, we always like to have a little fun. We call it three and out, a few off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All right. Take us inside that Tulsa locker room. This is a big hit or miss question. Sometimes schools have a ton of them, and sometimes they have none. Nicknames. Did anybody in that locker room have a bizarre nickname, and how'd they get it?
You know, nicknames. Let me see. We have one guy on our team who's becoming pretty known. He plays linebacker. He goes by J-Dub, and we also call him Dirty 30. And that's just because he's an animal when he gets to him, so he's a beast. And he's a lot of fun to watch play. So that's probably about as crazy as I can think of off the top of my head.
Like I said, hey, at least you got one, and I like that one. Like I said, I like Dirty 30. That's actually a very intriguing one. How about this one? If you could have one play to score a touchdown, what play do you want to hear coming to the huddle for you to take it for a touchdown, take it to the house?
Man, the one play I would want to hear, you know, we have a play called Jet K Draw. And just because I didn't get to do it in college as much, we ran it a couple of times, but the ball never came my way. Jet K Draw. Because I want to be able to show people that I can, you know, catch a nice ball over the shoulder and be able to show my speed out there at the receiver position. So Jet K Draw, I motion out to the edge. I line up as the number one receiver, and I'm just on straight go down the field. And if I'm open, then that ball should come to me. So that's the play I want them to call in the huddle.
That's beautiful. I love it. And one final one. The draft will be closing in on us very quickly. I'm sure that's a weekend where you're going to be with family and friends to celebrate this next football journey. Who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next step?
Oh, man, that's definitely going to be my mom. It's definitely going to be my mom. She throws down in the kitchen all the time. And, you know, kind of my favorite thing to eat when I'm not in training or for any special occasion is some nice baby back ribs. So I hope she, you know, gets those together and throws down in the kitchen for this special moment before I, you know, kind of start watching what I eat again. So that's what I'm really hoping for.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. That last weekend in April, I think it's fair enough to say that if you want to have some mom's home cooking while you're home and relishing the moment of this achievement, it's fair enough. Corey, wonderful career. We really do appreciate you. We know you've got a lot going on. You're a very busy young man. But, hey, we'd like to say stay humble, stay blessed, and we just can't wait to see you do your thing, buddy.
Most definitely. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Corey Taylor. You got to love what this kid brings to the table. Again, I mean, low, and he mentioned it, low center, and he just got that compact running back body. I thought he moved real down, well down to showcase. I think he's an agile kid. Again, you guys can check him out yourself, but we definitely wanted to get him on our program because we're very high on him, and we wanted you folks to know about him. As always, Stitcher, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download our, to our featured guests. As always, thanks for stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.